Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jay Manley here, School Days Podcast. We're just going to do something a little different with the podcast for the next month, or whatever you want to call it. We're still going to release, you know, regular episodes, but with Kevin being on tour and all that, and, you know, and pretty much just being me going forward, just doing majority of the recording, I'm going to try my best to bring on at least, like, one or two guests for each week going forward until the tour is over, and then, you know, we'll just see what, you know, where things go from there. Also, major apologies to everybody who has been listening to us and asking, you know, where is the next episode at. It's really been just, like, you know, a lot of scheduling conflicts, you know, a lot of, you know, stuff going on in personal lives, you know, and just haven't really had the time to meet up and record. You know, I work 40 plus hours a week during the week, and, you know, other people got, you know, different stuff going on with their lives too. So just a lot of scheduling conflicts, like I said. So apologies for that, but going forward, I'll make it my duty to not let that happen again. And also thank you to everybody who listens to the podcast, you know, patreon.com/schooldayspodcast. We are accepting donations. Facebook.com/theschooldayspodcast if you want to like us on Facebook. I've sent a lot of people invites, man. Twitter.com/schooldays92. Email is schooldayspodcast92@gmail.com. We are available on the Google Play Store, Apple Podcast App, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate all the listeners. Also, major music news alert. I just stuttered and fucked that all up, but we're going to roll with it. Fresco is out now. Cat, a.k.a. Kev's new project, is on Apple Music, Spotify, and I believe those are the two. And, yeah, Fresco out now. And if you guys are searching for it, type in Fresco. Spell it. It's spelled F-R-E-S-C-O and then period. So, yeah. Digging in this podcast, man. It's just me again. So, we're just going to go ahead and roll with, let's see. We'll go ahead and roll with music. We're kind of outdated a little bit because it's been such a long fucking time, man. But I'll just go ahead and go off of what I've been really fucking with, just personally. And then we can dip off of that. First and foremost, I give credit where it's due. Shout out to Drake for winning 13 Billboard Music Awards. He was, you know, trying to channel his inner Kanye West with all the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? But you'll never be Kanye, so fuck you. But yeah, man, Drake won 13 Billboard Music Awards, man. So that was really his night, man. He had shit going off, man. And I think it was really cruel how he brought... it was Wayne, Nicki Minaj, his dad, and I think like 40 and some other people up there on stage with him when he was winning all those awards. So I thought that was pretty cool. Bryson Tiller dropped his shit a month in advance. I've heard a few songs off of Bryson Tiller's new shit. Not really. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not a fan. Like, he makes good music, but it's nothing that me personally... I would, like, just be like, oh, man, I just need to have a Bryson Tiller project. Oh, man, I'm going to die. Like, it's nothing of that, like, stature to me anyway. But I know, you know, he's got that heavy female crowd. So, he's going to win regardless. He's definitely going to win. But from what I've been hearing, though, it sounds a lot like this too, a Trap Soul, personally. I don't really hear anything on there that is, like, standing out yet that I know is going to be a banger. Like I said, I've listened to a part of the album. I haven't listened to the whole album, like, in full, like, with, like, a good listener's ear, I should say. Like, it was one of those things where I just, like, had it on and just played it, but I wasn't really sitting back and just, like, really, really critiquing it like I should. Haven't really stood out to me that much. Going forward... back in May, like late May, I think it was May 27th or some shit like that, I should have known how this was going to work out. So initially, the tickets for the concert were $35. Well, Tiffany and I decided to wait until the day of the concert to buy the tickets, you know. And boy, did people try to get over on that one, because we go on Ticketmaster and I see just for one ticket is $108. Fuck that. Travis Scott is a very talented artist, but I'm not paying $108 to see you, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I'm definitely not doing it. So yeah, we didn't see Travis Scott. Maybe next time, next album or something. I don't know, but it's definitely looking ugly for that. Let's see. Anything else that I can think of? Oh, Kendrick's Mask Off verse. I know this is kind of, like I said, this is dated. A lot of people don't fuck with it. Some people do. I fuck with it. A lot of the Heavy Future crowd doesn't fuck with it because they don't like Kendrick and they don't like the way he raps. I mean, you know, so I personally don't get why Kendrick chopped on it either. I mean, it wasn't a bad verse, but he wasn't going to really catch the Future fans because you're not getting a Future audience. Okay, and that's why I need to invest in some motherfucking soundproof equipment. I can't wait until our lease is over and we move to something a little bit bigger so I can build my dream man cave / studio. So y'all won't have to worry about that. We had to edit out that real quick. There was mad airplane noise in the background and the shit was irritating me. So yeah, my apologies. But back to my point with the Kendrick Mask Off situation. Basically, it just, I don't know. It wasn't bad, but I can say, me being a Kendrick fan, I wasn't checking for a Kendrick Mask Off freestyle verse. You know what I mean? So, yeah, with that being said, I can understand how Kendrick fans could not like it, but it definitely wasn't a trash verse. Like, niggas are definitely reaching on those type of remarks. So yeah, that's really all I have for music. Oh, Fresco out now. Fresco out now by King Cat. Fresco out now. Plug alert. Plug talk. going on to gaming, man. I know Tekken 7 just dropped. Injustice 2 just dropped. I don't have either of those games. We will be having a special guest on who is pretty knowledgeable about fighting games. I'll keep that a secret, though, until the podcast comes out. But, yeah. Those two games are out. So, shout out to all the fighting gamers out there who really fuck with fighting games heavily. Seen some gameplay of Injustice 2. And for those who don't know, Injustice 2 was more so based around, like, superheroes and shit. Like, I think it's, what is it? A DC comic? Yeah, DC comic characters for Injustice. So that you got fucking Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, fucking who else? The Joker's in the game, Cyborg, The Flash, Injustice 2. Tekken 7, from what I've seen is Tekken. Like I said, I haven't played. I've just seen like game. Out of the two, though, if I had to pick one, I would definitely pick Tekken, because Tekken is more so hand-to-hand, where Injustice, I see a lot of spammy moves in Injustice from, like, far away, and I don't really like that shit. So Injustice probably wouldn't be the game for me. Red Dead Redemption 2 has been delayed from Rockstar. For those of you who are unaware about Red Dead Redemption, basically it's like a Western, old-school type of Grand Theft Auto vibe to it, open world, and it's a Western game, and they announced it, Rockstar announced it, I want to say, what was it, like late last year sometime, or early this year, I can't really put my finger on when they announced it, but everybody was hyped for it, but, you know, now they're delaying it until next year. It was supposed to come out in fall this year, but now they're delaying it, so sucks to be a Red Dead fan. I know I was kind of hurt by that, but, you know, hopefully they treat us to some, you know, gameplay footage or something of that sort for E3 this year. Because E3 will be next week, and I cannot wait. Like a kid at Christmas all over again. Back from the dead, NBA Live 18 has some new screenshots. Screenshots look really, really, really nice. A lot of the players look just like how they look in real life. Live always kills it with the graphics and presentation. It's just that damn gameplay is just too choppy, too animation-based, too predictable. Even the net just looks like PlayStation 2 era-like, and it's just really, really irritating. Like a few things that I noticed from NBA Live is the net looks like how it looked back in the day, and the shot clock sound effect is the same exact fucking shot clock sound effect from back in PS2. If you go play NBA Live 05 with Carmelo on the cover, it's the exact same fucking sound effect. I guarantee you. I wouldn't tell you wrong. So, I think with Live, they just need to really just, like, revamp a lot of shit. Just revamp it. Like, it's okay. Like, you might... It's okay to steal some shit from 2K. 2K steals shit from y'all. 2K definitely steals shit from y'all. Let's not start on 2K stealing, like, soundtracks and shit. Like, Live, it's okay. Like, take a little bit of shit from their book. Hell, 2K took damn near majority of your fucking development team. So, who really cares, you know? What else do I have on here, man? But yeah, Live 18. Coming out sometime in September. Westbrook probably on the cover, more than likely. The fuck else? Oh, this upstart Kickstarter company, Immaculate Vision Gaming, two black dudes are trying to bring back college football gaming. They had this Kickstarter thing going where they have like different like levels and stuff. You can go to the website to view all the details. It's called Immaculate Vision Gaming. I apologize for that. ImmaculateVisionGaming.com. And they have like all the details on what, you know, each package provides and stuff. We're probably looking at a release for this sometime in 2018 release. Don't mark my word on that though. And details on it, as far as like team, I know a lot of people are wondering like what teams are going to be on the game. Like, you know, is it even going to be like real college teams? More than likely not, unless they speak with each respectful representative school for itself. Like, so think about the same way that 2K does their my career in with the college teams and shit. Each one of those colleges had to give 2K the okay, and I believe 2K even gave the colleges like a little bit of something under the table to use the college's logo and fight songs and everything inside of their game. So if they did want to do that, they probably would. Now, me personally, if I'm Immaculate Vision Gaming, I'm making sure that I'm paying for the best service possible and giving the consumer an option to create teams and upload teams to eliminate all the shit, because then there's a back way around it. You can't get mad at user-created teams for using user logos. That's the back way around it. And if the community is thirsty enough and if the game is good enough, you'll definitely have that community come out and create those teams. Trust me, the sim community is thirsty, is really, really, really thirsty for a college football game, and I definitely feel they would come out just as long as the servers are right and the tools are there to create authentic-looking, you know, teams. It's right there in the palm of your hands to make a good game. So we'll see what they do with it. Going forward, Sports. Before I dig into what I want to talk about, which is the NBA Finals and the Cavs not performing up to par and playing defense, we'll dig into that later, though. man. Odell Beckham signs new deal with Nike. Like I said, we're kind of late. Sorry. Odell Beckham signs new deal with Nike. It's the largest sneaker deal for an NFL player in NFL history, for that matter. This means, for me personally, what I think is going to happen, we will probably see an Odell Beckham signature shoe down the line, and I'm all here for it. Now, everybody knows that I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, but I fuck with Odell Beckham heavy. I really am. I'm a big fan of his game, you know. The dude can ball, flat out. So, and, you know, he can dress well. So, I feel like a signature from Odell Beckham will be on the lines of, like, a Victor Cruz type of deal. Like a lot of people sleep on Victor Cruz's signature shoe. I don't know why, but they do. A lot of people try to give it that thing where they say it looks like the Yeezy 2s. I could see that, but at the end of the day, it's still his own shoe at the end of the day. So I fuck with him. Yeah, Odell signs a new deal with Nike, man. So if you see an Odell Beckham signature shoe, we caught it here on School Days First. I would not doubt it. Let's see. Lonzo Ball refuses to work out for the Boston Celtics, man. With all this talk with the big baller brand and shit, I'm a fan of what they're trying to do in a certain way. I kind of vented my point on what they should do with the shoe, what I thought they should have did personally. They actually, it's funny, they actually just had an episode on Complex's sneaker shopping show on YouTube. And the host, Nick, had asked LeVar, like, why 495? And LeVar tried to use an analogy saying, you can't go into, what do you say? You can't go into Bentley or some high-end car company and asking for a Toyota. And my main thing is, it's like, it's not like you have a foamposite shoe that you're making or something like that, where like the shoe molds to your foot or the shell costs so much to make. The shoe looks like an off-brand Kobe with Adidas Boost on the heel. So I don't get the luxury thing behind it. I don't see what the shoe really does for the athlete besides Lonzo just wearing it and him just wearing a shoe. And again, I really, really hope Adidas doesn't try to sue for that knockoff Boost material in the heel, because it looks just like Boost material but just fucking painted black instead of white. That's all it is. But not to go off on a tangent, Lonzo, man, you need to just work out for whatever team drafts you, bro, and stop letting, because I feel like that move right there, with you not working out for the Celtics, is nothing but your dad getting in your head and trying to tell you what the fuck to do with your career, bro. That's all that is, and you can't let that sway. You can't let him fuck up opportunities for you, man. That's not his place to tell you or to for you to let him persuade you into not wanting to work for Boston. Like, come on, bro. Like, you've already got that target on your back regardless because of all the shit he's been talking, saying you better than Steph Curry, talking shit about Kyrie's mother and shit like that. Like, you got a big-ass fucking chip on your shoulder, bro. So, yeah, man, don't be on that. Please don't be on that, man. Just work out for the teams that invite you to come work out, bro, and just leave it at that. By the way, the Lakers are, he's working for the Lakers today, too. So I personally don't think they need to take him. I think he'll slip to Philadelphia or lower. I don't see the Boston Celtics drafting him after him refusing to work out for him. I don't see that happening. And Los Angeles doesn't need him. They don't need another guard. They don't. They just don't. So, yeah, and plus, personally, if you want to ask me, for real, I think, what's-his-name is better than him. Fucking, what is his name? De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky. The point guard from Kentucky, I think he's better than Lonzo Ball. I think he proved that both times when they played against each other. Especially when they were playing in the NCAA tournament. I feel like De'Aaron definitely outplayed Lonzo. It wasn't even nothing to debate about. So, that's that. Now, for the juicy part, and we're going to end this episode off right here. We can officially call this School Day Shorts. I thought of that as recording because I'm not going to, you know, give you guys an hour of me just talking. If you guys prefer me to just talk for an hour, please let me know, and I'll do that gladly with no hesitation. But for the listener's sake and just to piece everything together, and for my sake too, we're just going to end it off with my rant on this Cavs and Warriors shit. First off, we're going to talk about the series and the game. Now, first two games. Okay, first game. Everybody knows Cavs turned the ball over way too many fucking times. And you can't turn the ball over and then give the Warriors that fast break. I understand. You got the threats. You got KD coming down the middle off the steal. You got Klay and Curry on the outside waiting for him to dish it out. So you got to spread out and guard that three. If Klay's not knocking shit down, fuck Klay. Don't worry about Klay. Somebody slide over and try to steal the ball from this man, foul him or something. Don't just keep on letting him fucking drive to the fucking basket. That was a mistake with first game. And LeBron, you can't have fucking seven turnovers, period. Game two. LeBron balled his ass off in the first half. He was fucking tired, though. I don't care what he's saying about on the interviews and people asking him being a little smarter and shit. I understand you're mad, LeBron. I'm averaging a triple-double. Bro, it's not about that, bro. Stop saying little smart ass shit, bro. You need to have that same energy towards your teammates, bro. That you got towards the reporters, being a little smart ass and getting the attitude and shit, bro. For real. Have that same energy. For real. Because I'm sick and tired of hearing him singing the shit, bro. Like, yes, you balled out the first half, but you were tired and you couldn't guard KD and he exposed you. Sorry. I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm speaking real shit right now. KD exposed him because he was fucking tired in the second half and couldn't catch his breath. You could even see it in LeBron's game. He stopped driving to the basket. He started settling for fucking three-point shots. LeBron, you're making the three-point shot, but you're not fucking a splash brother, bro. Play your fucking game, back down, mid-range, or drive to the hoop and dunk on niggas, or get the fucking and one. I know they're not calling it, but you got to keep on fucking playing. Stop fucking crying to the ref looking for a fucking foul call and just fucking play, bro. For real. And Cavs, all right, check this out. Kyrie, stop doing all this fucking home road trial shit with the ball when you're trying to lay the ball up, bro. You missed so many fucking layups trying to do all this fucking and one mixtape tour layup shots, bro. Just lay the fucking ball up. Please. Lay the fucking ball up. Seriously, bro. Just lay the fucking ball up. It's not hard. I promise. It's not hard, bro. It's not hard. Break niggas off. I understand. You're breaking Clay off and then Durant's collapsing on you. You can't show over his fucking tall ass. It's cool, bro. I understand. But we don't got time for this ISO ball shit. They're going to do that with you, and they're going to try to defer and make fucking Love score 27 a game. We got to go with what's hot, and we need somebody else to come off the bench and produce. Iman, I saw you trying to get something going and get hot. If it's not working, bro, after 6-7 shots, bro, just get the fouls, get to the free throw line, and do that, bro. Stop trying to do all this extra shit that you're doing, though. And period, point blank, off these switches, we can't keep on letting them get fucking open three-point shots. We can't. We really can't. That's it. That's the main factor that's fucking killing us. Off the switches, it's either fucking Draymond, Clay, or Steph, or KD, wide the fuck open in the corner or on top of the key. It never fails. And it also, too, when Curry's come on the fast break, you know he's going to fucking drive and then do that little hesitation stop and then pull up from three line, and you know this nigga's about to pull up and shoot. You know it. It's his tendency, bro. Oh, never fucking did anything. I just played fucking little league record ball. But I'm a fan of the game. Niggas has been coaching, playing for 20 plus years. Can't tell y'all to fucking pick up on this nigga's tendencies, bro. Like how? Number one ranked. Some of y'all were fucking previously ranked number one of this nigga Steph Curry pulling up from fucking three on the fast breaks. You know what he's going to do. You know it, bro. Y'all played these niggas 2 years in a row in the finals now. Y'all got film tape. Y'all got film tape from all this season. You know what he's going to do. Capitalize. Stop him. Fuck, man. Okay, so now I've got that two-game tension out the way. Game three tonight. Y'all, now niggas better wake up. I'm not going to be able to watch. I got to be able to fucking work it, unfortunately. But I'm not going to be able to watch it. But y'all niggas need to wake the fuck up. For real. Wake the fuck up, man. Because this is really inexcusable. And if y'all niggas go down 3-0, I'm going to just go ahead. Because, oh, by the way, shout out to Rodney. I have a fucking bet with Rodney, a.k.a. Rari. He's a rapper. Shout out to him. Red July 2 coming out soon. I have a bet with him to where if the Warriors win this shit, I have to fucking wear a fucking Steph Curry. I have to buy a Steph Curry jersey and a pair of those ugly ass, catastrophe, atrocious Steph Curry 3s Under Armour basketball shoes and take pictures and say Steph Curry is the best basketball player I've ever seen in my life. And vice versa for him. If the Cavs win, he has to get a pair of LeBrons and get a LeBron jersey and take pictures with people. If I have to buy this fucking jersey because you niggas don't know, aren't picking up on tendencies and doing just basic basketball shit and letting them score second chance points and shit, I'm really going to be like, I don't know what to fucking do. Like, I'm really just going to be just like, wow. Like, our niggas really let me the fuck down. Shit is crazy. Shit is really fucking crazy. Fuck, man. Game three tonight, man. Cass, please pull it out. I'm not going to be able to watch out, but I will be in Cleveland in spirit. I will be checking fucking NBA.com every 5 seconds to make sure you niggas is not getting the shit beat out of you, and see, make sure you get niggas pull this game one out. Game three out. We need this game three. We need it bad. Fucking badly. Come on, y'all. Fuck. Excuse me. And also, just another thing, too, that I want to touch on, man. Stop comparing this KD shit to LeBron going to Miami. There's no way you can fucking compare it. And used to be Laker fans when Kobe wins in the league. Kobe retires, so now the Lakers are fucking irrelevant and fucking trying to figure out who they're going to draft with the lottery pick for the third year in a row. Ass niggas. I'm tired of y'all niggas. I'm tired. Why are y'all niggas not worried about fucking who y'all picking in the draft? Why are y'all anti-LeBron fans / part-time Warrior fans, bro? I swear on everything that I love, majority of you niggas don't know who Latrell Sprewell is. Don't know. Some of y'all might know who Baron Davis is. Didn't know Gilbert Arenas got drafted to the fucking Warriors. Okay? Didn't know Al Harrington played for the Warriors. Didn't know Steven Jackson played for the Warriors. Didn't know Mike Dunleavy played for the Warriors. Didn't know Chris Webber or Chris Mullin played for the Warriors. Don't even know who fucking Tim Hardaway is. Okay? I can go on and on. So cut the shit. A lot of y'all niggas is not real Golden State Warrior fans. Alright? I just really need to get that out of my system. So that's that. Second off. The fucking LeBron and KD move is just not comparable. It's not. It's just really not. There's no way you can compare it. LeBron was leaving a team where fucking Dan Gilbert refused to get him legitimate help. No, Mo Williams doesn't count. I'm sorry. No fucking, what's his name? Delonte West doesn't count. A fucking 36, however old he is, Shaq, with fucked up knees, getting his knees iced every fucking 2 seconds on the sideline does not fucking count. Doesn't compare. So yes, LeBron went to Miami with two of his good friends who happen to be fucking NBA All-Stars, one who already has an NBA championship, and formed the fucking Big Three in Miami. And niggas followed and got them rings that they got. Yes, and at first I was shitty, but now I see, because if this nigga LeBron stays in fucking Cleveland, he's just nothing but a Reggie Miller. They don't get Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving goes to fucking like Minnesota or somewhere. Because they're going to keep on winning games, but they're just not going to ever fucking be good enough. So LeBron needed to leave to wake niggas the fuck up. Wake niggas the fuck up. And yes. So Wes, yes. So we will listen to you now. Sometimes niggas need that wake. He wasn't going to never leave and shit. So yes, he did go to fucking Miami. And no, you can't compare. You can't compare to shit. There's no comparison. None at all. There's nothing to even fucking talk about. Nigga, you were up 3-1 and you out here having the fucking balling ass games. And niggas is calling you the greatest basketball. Like, how are you the greatest? But you're... No, bro. No. I don't give one. I don't hear no shit about you and Russell not getting along. Y'all niggas was up 3-1 and couldn't get this job fucking done. And you was fucking non-existent. Looking at teammates crying and shit. Fuck out of here, man. And now you got all the confidence in the world because you got the Splash Brothers and a fake-ass Dennis Rodman that can shoot threes on your team. Fuck out of here. Fuck Kevin Durant. Fuck him. For real. That's why I really, really hope that fucking Cleveland wins this shit out so you can go and cry in your mom's arms again like a little... Let me stop. Anyway, man. Yeah. Game three tonight. Stop comparing fucking LeBron's move. And also, another thing. LeBron didn't start the fucking big three ring chasing. Garnett, Pearson, Ray Allen started that shit. Don't try to say, oh, they got traded. It's still a big three. You want to use the same argument? Kevin Love got traded for Andrew Wiggins. So I'm just saying. Shit. You want to fucking use that same fucking argument talking about fucking, you can't really say that because, I mean, Kevin Garnett got traded there. And Ray Allen signed. He was a free agent. He can go wherever he wants. So what? It's still a fucking big three. It's still a big three. So I'm just convinced, bro. I'm just fucking convinced. At the end of the day, niggas just hate LeBron James. That's all it is. Niggas just hate LeBron. Niggas just hate LeBron James, and yeah, that's all I got, man. If anybody wants to come to on the show and debate this shit with me, I'm more than open to debating against any nigga. And you niggas make me sick who used to be Laker fans and now y'all rocking Steph Curry gear. Fuck out of here. Y'all make me sick to my stomach. Y'all really do. But yeah, as always, we appreciate all the listeners. We appreciate all the listeners. Everybody supporting us, man. Yeah, we had 30 minutes now, so we're going to end this, man. The first episode of School Day Shorts, that's, you can call this that, School Day Shorts, a.k.a. Jalen Rants on fucking Warrior fans, who ain't really even really Warrior fans. Episode 1 of School Day Shorts, man, Jay Manley, man. Follow me at McFly Manley on Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat, JayManley16. Sheesh. Patreon.com/... The School Days Podcast, Facebook.com/ The School Days Podcast, Instagram.com, School Days Podcast. Yeah, we got a School Days too. We got a School Days Podcast Instagram. I just like post like Instagram and shit. And I'm gonna try something with our guests on Sunday, man. I'm gonna try to eventually get this video shit going the right way, and try to do like a little Facebook Live thing via the School Days thing on Facebook. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that, man. As always, y'all stay blessed, man, and, stay out the way, be safe, man, and new episode coming Monday. Again, I apologize for the little 2-week hiatus, but hopefully this is enough to keep y'all good until we release the new shit next Monday, man. Y'all be safe. I will catch y'all later. School Days Podcast. I'm Jay Manley. We out. I'm out. Peace.